me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down.
Alrighty, folks, we are about to launch into the round four review. We've got another six winners and another six losers. Very close games, some more baffling decisions from coaches, and the injuries are beginning to mount up. So let's go and find out now how we all went in round four. P.S. Vipers, you're a fucking tosser.
Right, well, that's about the worst review ever.
He's going to cop a fair bit now on that review. That was a shocker.
Alrighty, folks, here we are after round four to review the Balls to the Wall Classic League. And how did we all go this week? Stars, how did you go in the Balls to the Wall Classic League this week?
Oh, I've got the Bruce headache, unfortunately. The old swinging elbow out for a week suspension. And then I traded out Gorn, who went 140, so not great.
Not great at all. That's Yes. If you hadn't have done the swinging arm bit, you'd still be happy with that because you're going up in price. But, yeah, the swinging arm bit and the 1 week off is quite...
The cash I earned got me short, and he's gone 120 plus the last 2 weeks, so...
Very handy.
Win some, lose some.
You do. Swings and roundabouts, isn't it? All right, so if we just go and find the first matchup for the Classic League, and we'll go through the round.
No? If only it was that simple.
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, 22-10 this week. Good score.
And what's your ranking? Please tell me.
Hey, ranking? Three figures in ranking for the first time ever.
Screenshot.
915.
There you go.
Yes.
That 915 is almost like your fantasy draft scores.
Oh, good one. Zinger. A real zinger. All right, folks, and that's all we've got time for tonight. And we'll see you all for the preview in a couple of days' time. Thanks, Stars.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Anyway, shit happens. All right. So what have we got first up for the round review? Bit of a close game to start with. It's the In-Law Cup. And Vipers was victorious by 18 points over Slippery Gypsies.
Yeah, a bit of a last quarter fade out there by Slippery Gypsies. Players just don't want to... Really
play four
games.
Quarters.
So I think that's a bit of a detriment to his preseason regime.
That's it. Well, this is why we should draft earlier, so the teams could get together and the coaches can, you know, get the team fit enough for the season.
Yeah, otherwise, we get efforts like this in the last quarter, and it wasn't pretty.
No. So, and it's costly, despite the fact that Vipers claims he was unlucky again or something.
It was unlucky.
Yeah. So, yes, very strong performance there. I'll have a quick look at Slippery Gypsies. Lloyd, 82. Howe, 56. Noble, 55. CJ looked woeful today, actually. I haven't seen him get caught that many times, ever. But anyway, I suppose everyone's due a bad day. He had a 60 and looped on a Mark O'Connor, 76.
Nice little pickup there, O'Connor. Into the side with the tag. This is playing in the midfield, but that back line is pretty stinky.
It's not producing a lot of results at the moment, but apart from obviously Lloyd, but
even Lloyd, 82, that's 15,
down on
20 points down on what you want him.
So very disappointing there for Slip. In the midfield, well, who's not disappointing is the highest averaging player, and I believe highest averaging player, is Bailey Smith.
What a player to own. Just imagine watching him with his mullet flowing.
Flowing in the breeze at Marvel. Oh. And yes.
Be amazing.
So Petrarca had the tag this week from, who did they play? He got clamped by somebody. Someone ran with him.
Port, yeah, really made a big impact on the score.
Yeah. So I think you discussed that in the preview potty, didn't you?
Oh, we glazed over it.
Yeah. Darcy Parrish, 112, just did as he pleased. Jared Lyons, solid for 100. Cherath, didn't pick up the Crip slack, 68. And Nick Dacos, Hooli Dooli. How good was he? 126.
First now to the Furhorn, Francis. I'm jury's still out as far as I'm concerned. I want to see a bit more data and a few more games from Dacos.
Yeah, well, four games in, you wouldn't be complaining. And Pickett, 83. I'm assuming he was a waiver pickup. You can't argue with that. Big Witsy, he had a 97. So that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, versing no Ruckman
over
in Carlton. But he did look a bit proppy, but he played out the game and scored some good points for his team.
That's it. Dylan Moore shot out of the blocks. I think he was on, he was over 50 at half time, and like the rest of the Hawks, faded miserably in the second half. Zach Bailey, I think he's
unsighted.
He's very up and down at the moment. So he's had a couple of good scores and a couple of really shit ones. And what else we got there?
Not much, really.
No, Tabby Cat, 36. Hogan, 46. And then the big pie-eating man, Tom Hawkins, saved the forward line with a 108.
When Tom Hawkins is outscoring your forward line put together, it's not good.
That's not a good sign, but I won't talk about that too much. Anyway, on the other side, Jordan Ridley, 69.
Rush.
McGovern, 80. Atkins, 76. Who the fuck's Jared Leinert?
He's been an old Port player with long hair. Now he's got it. He's got the chrome top.
All right. Anyway, 94. So that's his Vipers' best score. Darcy Moore, 57. So, and then, unfortunately for Vipers, old Patrick Cripps picked up a hamstring injury.
Yeah, unlucky. Very unlucky for poor Vipers.
Yes. A 36 and probably out for one or two, or one would suggest.
Didn't look too bad. Maybe it'd just be the standard 2 or 3 weeker, but we'll see.
Mm. So then Patrick Dangerfield, Matty Crouch and Angus Brayshaw, 66, 66, 70.
Is Matt Crouch the new inclusion?
Yes. Not performing, taking a while to settle into the midfield patterns.
Well, the other player, Anderson, didn't take much time to settle into the team legless, so we'll get to his score later on.
That's it. Younger guys, more adaptable, more agile, fit in quicker. And Dion Prestia, back first game for the season.
He got injured the first quarter.
First game back is probably the difference, seeing he's got up by 18 points. Dion Prestia pumps out 114.
And he didn't get injured, so that's amazing.
Yes. Unfortunately, I heard he slipped on a banana peel as he was leaving the stadium and is out for 2 to 4 weeks with a fractured hip. So bad luck.
Yeah. Unlucky.
Jagger O'Meara was marginally better than he was the week before, but that doesn't mean much. And Will Setterfield is Will Setterfield.
Yeah. Not really much to write home about that one.
No. But who was to write home about was Max Gawn.
And didn't he write about it?
And he wrote, and he wrote.
Up and about Vipers?
He was up and about. You'd almost wish he'd gone with legless down to Albany or wherever it was and was out of internet range.
That would have been better for everyone.
Yes. So, big effort by the big man, and unfortunate to those who've traded him out.
That sucks.
And he's packed up with Josh Dunkley, 129. So Dunks is on fire at the moment as well.
It's a shame Cogs is a 61 there.
Yes. Well, he had no CBAs and didn't get near the ball at all on the weekend. Daniel Rioli, a 102. That's not a bad score. Harry Morrison wasn't the worst out there today for the Hawks, and scoring reflects that. And he's looped on. Imagine looping on a Delhouse score. That's where we've come
to. Delhouse gets to 72. We do know Vipers lives back in 2018 when Delhouse was
actually good.
Fancy relevant. So fair enough.
Yep. So all in all, Vipers is a winner.
Well done, Vipers.
Which is all that matters. Next up, Dazed and Confused is back on the winners list, defeating Manic Monkeys.
A 13.75 to Dazed against a 13.35 to Manic. So not too much points in there, but not really a high-scoring shootout-type game.
No.
A lockdown-type. I've seen wet weather.
Wet weather game under the... Yes, someone turned the air conditioning on too hard at Marvel, and it's just, yeah, too blowy and shit scoring. So Isaac Quaynor, 46 for Dazed. Cummings and Heppel, pretty good with 97 and 93. Lizard Boy, Blakey, 55.
He copped a bit of attention.
Yes, and didn't like that at all, did he? So, and Marcus Adams, I'm assuming he's got a few out if he's playing Marcus Adams.
He does.
Yep, 59. Oliver, didn't go so well for a 68.
Nope.
Bokenbontempelli, doing Bokenbontempelli things. Is Boke like Benjamin Button? He just keeps getting better
as he gets older. His team gets absolutely thrashed, and he's still pumping out 120s, 130s.
Yep, and I think it was at 150 against Hawthorn.
Yeah, and then a 101 to William Drew. So I don't know what's going on there. They seem to like kicking to themselves, but not actually
going the ball. Forwards or through the big sticks or something. Yeah,
interesting.
So Hoskin Elliott, 47, Rowbottom, 79, and Looped On, a Miles Bergman, another Port player, 92. So
Bergman was a keeper and out for the first few games of the season, so good to have Bergman back for Dazed.
And potentially a difference there because there wasn't a lot else on the bench that he could have done with.
Yep.
So, yes, potentially a match-winning comeback. Nank the Tank going solo gets up to 92.
Nice score from Nank.
Nick Martin, probably about his mark now, about a 70. Will Snelling went off injured, so there's another injury there for Dazed.
Yeah, just got him back too, I think, first game.
Yep. McStay remembered how to football for 94. Curtis Taylor is a bit stinky for 51. And Charlie Cameron got his average of 63.
Yeah, so not really the Dazed of old, is it?
Not the Dazed of old. I mean, like I said, the midfield, depleted as it is, there's still 3 tons in there. But, yes, it's looking a little depleted with all the injuries. But, he's done just enough to beat Manic Monkeys.
Yeah, Manic Monkeys on the other side. We've got Noah Ainsworth, Luke Ryan in the 60s. With 100, nice score from the young man. Heath Chapman, another young, good Frio boy that he loves to collect. Will Powell in the, with a 60,
73, that one.
Very sorry. With a little ankle twinge towards the end of the game, but played it out, so should be okay.
Should be all right. Now, Tuk Tuk. He's copping a bit of attention. I didn't get to watch a lot of this game, but I assume he copped a bit of attention.
I think so. Playing on Walsh. They seem to be going head to head. I don't know if they would have put a Hewitt on Tuk Tuk.
So if that's the case, that might be, not that it stopped Gold Coast, but Tuk's had attention the last 2 weeks, and it's probably his two lowest scores for ever in a day.
Yep.
So interesting. Brad Crouch, well, he played Hawthorn, so that's points galore in the midfield. Sloane, he's probably about a 70-odd these days.
Blake Akers. That's what you expect from him now.
Yep. Matt Kennedy down on what he's started. He started the season like a house on fire, but just dropped off a little bit this week. So interesting to see if he can bounce back. Seb Ross, a 91, played Hawthorn. So, yes, lots of points there. Lockie O'Brien is Lockie O'Brien.
70, that's, you'll definitely take that from a Lockie O'Brien.
So, Darcy.
What's happened here? 60. He got Proust.
He did get Proust. So far he's made a 45 and a 60 in 2 games out of 4.
Really what you want from your premier ruckman, is it?
No, it's not indeed. And this forward line. You want to run through that one?
Oh, we got still Sybold on 58. Are his days of scoring past it?
It looks like it. He's
into the game.
Yes, he scored. Well, started 87, which is good. a 74, a 68, and a 58. That's not a trend you want to keep on keeping on. With lots of young fellas in the twos doing well, you know, and a new coach who might want to blood some youth.
any needs in particular?
No, just any youth that's, you know, got big pipes.
Yep. Callum Brown with a nice score of 69. Isaac Rankin, 24, is atrociously bad, considering he pumped out 100 in the first game and then sat out for 2 weeks with some sort of injury. Against Carlton, who they beat quite convincingly, that's not good.
Well, that surprises me a bit, because the bit I flicked over to watch, he had 2 shots on goal, and judging by the looks of it...
That was it.
He kicked a goal, and then he kicked a point almost straight after, and I thought he must have been doing all right, but obviously he didn't.
Rochelle, what a shining light there in the forward line. Absolute gun player. Basically almost a Toby Green-esque type player. He's always going to be forward status. He's always going to be scoring points. Will he be just, you know, punching out blokes?
Hope he judo kicks. And now, who would you rather have in your team at this particular point of the year, Josh Richelli, or what was that other crab that went? Let me find the guy's name. Liam Baker.
I know who I want.
Yeah.
You know who I don't want, though? Cam Rayner.
Cam Rayner. Stinky.
Doesn't score. He's got the role. He's thereabouts, but doesn't score.
Yeah, it's like he's a little bit like who Jack loves Liam Jones, because he's always on the screen. Every time you look at the ball at the screen, Liam Jones is there. Hardly touches it. But, he's ball adjacent.
I have a few of those players. Mm. Alex Davies is on the bench there, probably the best 38 points you've ever seen. There's a few things he did that looked really good.
Yes, you've been on my radar for a little bit, so I'm just waiting to see how long Manic holds on to a 38 scoring mid that's young.
Arif McGuinness, a 19. Does that keep you in the side?
Ooh.
Surely you drop him to the twos to replace him with someone else, don't you?
I would. Certainly. I mean, if you're going to touch it. Having said that, though, the poor bugger was stuck down at full forward, and he's a midfielder. So I don't know why you bring in a guy who doesn't play full forward or forward pocket, and then stick him in there, and then expect him to do good.
But no one else in the twos to come through. That's all.
Plenty of pipes in there that can come through. Anyway, Mitch Georgiades, 57. Now that 57 could have very easily been a 63. I reckon. Did you see his run on?
Oh yes, well, the goal of the year.
Well, he just kicked the fucking ball,
mate.
That
just sums up Port that night, doesn't it?
Oh gee whiz. Anyway,
poor disposables would have been.
It was poor disposables. It was a very poor disposal. Anyway, speaking of poor disposals, he was murkered on the weekend.
Yep, he felt the full brunt of Aussie murker in his key forward line.
That's it. So what about we start with the key forward line then, and we'll work our way up for Aussie Merker.
Key forward, we've got Max King, who I think he played more than a quarter.
Yes, this
107 is going quite well. 86 average score from a big key forward. He's a good young bloke too, so he's only going to get better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, 79 is a very nice score from him. Harry Mackay was a bit down against the Suns. He would have wanted more. Same with Charlie Kurnow with a nice 69. Jared Norton, the astronaut, 73 there, which is a decent score from him. Mm. So overall, hardly Merker-esque at all.
Hardly Merker-esque.
Probably worst forward lines going around.
Yes, we'll get to that shortly.
Mm-hmm. Working up to the Rucks, Grundy's back, 124. Up against Nick Nat, so a nice little score there.
Looped on a James Jordan.
Yeah, James Jordan, what did he get? 77? Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know if you've seen this yet tonight, but Jed Anderson has been dealing with a heart issue, which is why he's not been training, and which is why he didn't get the jab, because he had, I don't know, I was seeing my Twitter feed somewhere, but he had a heart issue. So... yes.
Bode well.
No. So anyway, just thought I'd throw that one in there.
That's that's bad news. Speaking of, we'll get to the other Cypher at heart issue, but Jordan Clark doesn't really have a heart for a 37, and is often gone.
No wonder Murphy doesn't put up with any bullshit. 37, and you're out the door.
Yep. Luke McDonald with another 103, playing on the halfback, just racking up there, and he should get DPP status. So good.
Mm-hmm.
99, nice shield. And Treloar in the 70s, probably a bit down on what you want. And the Ben Keys, absolute fancy slut in the 134.
He is averaging 123 this year.
Yep. I don't know how he goes at actual football, but he scores points. So
he does score a lot of points.
Fiorini-esque.
Yes. All right, carrying on.
In the defence, Blake Hardwick's bounced back. He's had a few huge scores, but a 72 is sort of respectable for your D4 or 5. Speaking of not respectable, Callum Wilkie, 39. Don't come Monday.
That's it.
Hill looked great with a 114. Dale just does what Dale does, a 104. And the controversial Nathan Broad with an 89.
Yes. You think disposables might fire in a protest to the commissioner?
Could be in the mail.
So there you go. So 89. That's more than Bolter scored anyway.
Yep.
All right. On the other side, disposable, starting at the top. Started well, Hall on 95, and Jack Sinclair. Where's this been? All right. Can he keep doing this? I would hope not.
Irritating.
So 95 and 113 there. Jordan Dawson was okay for 85, just floated around a little bit. Daniel Rich, 90. That's pretty good, solid scoring.
That's some decent defense.
Yep. And looping on a 107 from Ryan Burton. That's very, very good.
Look at that, and you think,
how can you possibly lose
this game?
Exactly. And then you keep scrolling down. Andrew Brayshaw, 110. Tommy Green down a little bit this week with a 78. And speaking of people with heart complaints, poor old Ollie Wines.
Scary.
Yeah, that's not good for the young fella.
Regular heartbeat.
Yes.
Like COVID.
That's apparently everything is these days. You idiot. Shut up. Simpkin, he's back, sort of, maybe, for 110.
That's cool.
I'm thinking of bringing him in this week in Classic, so that
could
ruin
the curse.
That could ruin him for your disposables. Lipinski and Parfitt doing Lipinski and Parfitt things, I would have said.
And then looping on an Ed Langdon at 89, which is a nice score from him. Again,
Romo.
You're looking at that going, you've had the one injury. How have you lost?
Exactly. And then Romo.
Not good. The good news is Ryder should be out for a week. So.
Yeah, I had some sneaky behind the grounds vision there from that incident. And actually, Rowan Marshall pushing Paddy Ryder in today. So he can get a suspension, so he'd get to play one out.
Yep, so Marshall. Yep, fair enough. Smart move there from Marshall.
Yes. And then this forward line. 77, 79, 71, 37, 58 from his lineup.
And Josh Battle was quite lucky to get to that 79. I think he had an absolute junk time.
He had two goals in the junk time, I think.
Just kicking around the back line against Hawthorn done.
A 36 isn't helpful, but the rest of that, you sort of wonder where he didn't win from. But it's just, he's
got two keepers on the bench. I think one was Rosier was a keeper, 55. Ainsworth was probably a up there draft pick.
Yep. John Newcomb on the bench for an 82, but, I mean, you're not going to play him over Ollie Wines.
Ash was another keeper, 47 on the bench there.
Things to think about for disposables.
Yeah, that's another loss, so.
All right, speaking of another loss, next up.
Here we go.
Go, next game.
This is my favourite part of the podcast.
All right, so I was quite happy with how things were looking on Saturday night. They weren't too shabby. I was about 50 points behind in the projected. So I'm thinking, if you have a good Sunday, things could go all right.
How'd that Sunday go for you?
Sunday went shit. having a look here, on the Sunday, I got a 40, a 49, a 66, a 27, a 20.
Nice score.
And a 53 on the Sunday.
Let's go through the start from the top. Let's start from the fence here. What's going on? Will Day has been
whacked
by a massive thug. Yeah, that's my fault.
Bringing him in classic and jinxed him.
Strategic classic inclusion.
Yep. So that's
the rest is looking good. Stephen May 94, McInerney 107, Blitzhavs 25.
Also looked on 91, and Lickavs, who turned into Polly Farmer for three quarters.
Again, how have you lost this game?
Exactly. It was looking good until Sunday. Yep. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Titch 103. That's okay, but still not really at the titch of old.
No. But Schellenberg. I think he was actually trying to tag Parrish at one stage, which went as well as bloody Rao tagging fucking Cripps. But just go and get the fucking ball.
Yeah, Rao's.
It doesn't work.
It's no Anderson.
Oh, fucking Anderson takes up your ass.
That's okay. We move on.
Liver 87 was pretty good. Isaac Smith was pretty good for 121. Josh Ward wasn't very good for 27. And JPK is just.
I think that's shit. What JPK is these days.
So I think JPK, we're going to need some rain to make it all muddy and get the big fella back in the middle there. But anyway, Lysette's arm fell off and he still kept going. For 54.
Popped out, so good on him for playing on, but
yep.
Hopefully he's out and not sort of half playing with a
half one arm.
You got your handcuff there ready to go.
That's it. So are you talking about the football?
If Lysette's out completely, you've got
I've just lost both my screens. Hang on.
I've got Errol Goulden, 62 is pretty trash. Brad Close started off quite well, but 60 is not. That's okay as a fill-in player. Jack Gunston, speaking of fill-ins, I imagine he won't be there anymore. 20. Archie Perkins.
Hey, I've lost you.
Oh, what are you there? Yeah, I'm here.
Well, what's going on?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, no, on this end. I must have bumped something anyway. All right, what were you saying?
Oh, I'm just looking at your awesome forward line.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Brad Close, 60. Gunston, 20. Perkins 53 and Schultz 75. So my best player is RFA pickup.
Yeah. Maybe you need another RFA pickup to help boost that forward line.
Yeah, I reckon we might do a Merker-esque deal. I haven't dropped anyone.
Yeah.
Well, I did drop one. I dropped Higgins.
Well, you can drop Gunston.
He's got to come good, surely, doesn't he?
Moving on.
Got to count good soon.
Talk about the team that beat you, please. It'll be hilarious.
Not talk about that. Duggan, Crab, 85. Nick Newman, gifted points, 95. Scrimshaw, well, at least he's alive, so that's 71. That's not bad. Jack Zeeble, hasn't kicked fucking five goals in fucking years.
That is annoying because it's unsustainable.
That's fucking horseshit is what it is. Anyway.
Yes.
Fucking cunt. Anyway, Brody Smith.
Yeah, not great.
Callum Mills, I think he was running around looking at his foot again towards the end of his game, but he still managed to
come. He's a tough customer.
That's it. Brandon Ellis, did all right for 96. Suitcase is a little bit down this year from what you'd expect.
Right.
So, he only got the 79. Walsh wasn't too bad, just working his way back into the season with a 95. Viney and Swallow. Finally about normal, swallowed down a little bit. Looped on a Sam Powell Pepper's finger banger, 86.
Yep.
So, yeah, Pruce, 85. That's not bad for 1 week. And then divide that by two, you get 42.5 points per week with him.
So, looking good.
Then Tim English, 105. Yeah. Tim Taranto, was probably down for him, but still a 107. Isaac Heaney, 111.
The goal he kicked in the last 5 seconds. Outside 50. Stroked it.
Yes.
Yeah, how good was that?
That was awesome. Heaney, at least he's in the classic team. Lob is a lobster. And looping on Brian Myers, who just ran around.
A little pat on the back here for myself. Just that late waiver wire.
Very late. I did notice that was very late pickup there. So, yes, you did well. So, and 15.39.
Round high score against 12.83, which, looking at the stats here, Hawker, out of the top, out of the worst five scores this year, you have three of them.
Well, there you go. Well, I've just got to get some injured players back on the park, and the ones that are on there have got to score some fucking points.
Yeah. Hey, it's only one way from here.
That's it.
We say that every week, don't we?
That's it. You can only go one way. So, speaking of going one way, the legless unfortunately came two ways. He's come back. So, but his team didn't this week. Got beaten by Team Awesome by 50-odd points there. So, disappointing for the young fella. He's crashed from, what do we say he was before? 56 in Classic at one stage. Yes. He's now 17,000.
Yeah, that's a massive fall from growth.
That's a big fall in 2 weeks. And Team Awesome's compounded the issues for him by crushing him in draft as well.
So crushing.
So do you want to have a chat through
old Legless
team?
Let's have a look here. Lucky Whitfield still down, but a 96 is a lot better than what he's been putting out in the past. Jaden Short is just a fantasy slut. Taking over from that Hooley role is looking very good. Caleb Daniel, 97, not bad. Mason Redmond, the waiver wire wonder, 93. You're thinking, looking good, right?
Yep, Trent Rivers, awesome.
35 against Port.
And he's very, very keen on him. So,
come on. Interesting. That's not good. Midfield, absolute guns. McRae, 130. Anderson, the new boy, 112. Don't listen to that one, Vipers. McGrath, 103. Berry he's coming back with an 81. Hunter, Robinson, and Shaw, all with a 71. I mean, that's a decent midfield. A few highs, but no one really going trash. They're just sort of middle of the road.
Speaking of going trash,
Riley O'Brien.
He was playing Draper and Phillips, and he got 56.
Yeah, that's
yikes.
And we move over to the Mercury-esque forward line with Tom Sparrow, 58. Thompson Dow, actually not bad for the 78 there. You'll take that. Jack Graham, 55. Membry was good with the 88. And Max Holmes, still don't know who he is, 58. Last one. Yeah. And I can see on the bench there, everyone else is a DNP.
DNP.
It's time to sack the medical staff at Team Legless because they are not doing their job.
The strength and conditioning coach isn't doing a good job there.
No.
Very interesting. So you'd hope some reinforcements come for, well, no, we don't. But for Legless' sake, he would be hoping that he'd get some reinforcements soon.
Someone back, please. Yep.
And on the other side, well, Doherty, what a hold he is. 99. Hewitt, 115. Sicily, 84. Another good hold. So he's just held these defenders and they're repaying the faith for him.
Good coach, that one.
And then Luke Foley, 65, and DBJ with an 87.
Isn't defence there with Luke Foley as your worst scorer? You'll take that. That's
not too shabby. Then Jack Steele, 130. Nice captain. Nice captain Steele. Anyway, classic. And then Josh Dacos, the other Dacos, 107. God, do you reckon the commentators could talk any more about the fact that they were brothers and waxing possessions and blah, blah, blah? Oh, my God. Well, you guys are probably all too young. Merck is probably the only one. When the Cracker Brothers played for North Melbourne, when the commentators used to say things like, oh, that's black magic, which you probably can't say
these days anymore. We're not
doing that. they keep crapping on a bit about it, but they both did very well. Redden and Caldwell down a little bit on their output.
Not that great.
And LDU, is he back from his concussion? Is that what he had, or is he? I can't remember now. Didn't he get knocked out?
Yeah, by Rioli.
Yeah, thug. And he looped on Jason Horne-Francis's 94.
Yep, I mean, didn't quite like being put on the bench there, so gave the coach
showed the message.
Yep, look what I can do, 94. He did fade out towards the end there. He was on 94 for a fair while, but...
I think he was actually on 90. I think he might have actually scored fuck all in the last...
Yeah.
The last quarter. So I'll have a look at that while I have just have a look. So go through that forward line.
And well, we've got Mark Pitney was the new inclusion, out late with a back injury, but who cares? You got my boy Chol, 68, kicked a few snags there against a ruckless Colton.
Ruckless Carlton.
In the forward line, Jade Greshton popped up with a few goals, played a very nice game for 90. Jack Silvani, bit of that ruck time for 77. Elliot, injured, unfortunately. Surprise, surprise, Elliot. But 73 is a nice score. Matthew Parker, 46 is probably what you expect from him. And Tex Walker's back, kicked a few snags, 92.
Copped a few boos, and he was all happy. So, yeah, just having a look there, Horn Francis actually went backwards.
Oh, dear.
Gave a -3 and then had a kick late and got back his 3 and actually scored 0 for the last quarter.
Yeah, but who cares when Team Awesome wins and it's got the big W over Legless.
That's it.
Job done.
And speaking of the big W, Pony up and about because he's actually won something.
He ever. Only he's prancing.
He is prancing. He's pranced a lot. He was pretty excited about beating a 15-year-old kid in Classic because his captain got injured. But anyway.
Well done, Pony.
Yep. Just remember that the 15-year-old's probably a bit bigger than you, probably outmasses you a little bit. So just be careful. He might come and get you next time you come and watch the cricket. So 1483 to 1469, very, very close. And I wasn't paying a lot of attention to this. Who was chasing down? It would have been Zach Fisher. He scored 20 points in 2 minutes in the end of the game.
DTA 7 had most of the players.
Yep.
He had Fiorini, he had Zach Williams being a slut in the back line, Saad. So chasing down a defenseless Pony with just Zach Fisher holding the fort.
And he did, because that cost me one of my other leagues. He was on 51. And all of a sudden, I was 8 points up, and then he kicked 20 points in 2 minutes, and I lost by 8.
A shame.
About as many as DT87.
Oh, it bleeds.
Fucking Fisher. Anyway, enough of that. So, is that enough? I'm just checking in with Merker. Is that enough chat from other leagues there for you, Merker? Just checking.
We can do more Classic if you like as well.
We'll get back to that shortly. So anyway, the Ponies' defensive line, 2 tons, Crisp and Bon. What? What did that say? Bonner.
Bonner. Yep.
Oh, holy shitballs, Batman! How does Bonner get 125? You consider yourself unlucky, DTA.
Yeah, they're just hacking the ball out of there. They kept coming straight back in.
Yep. And then a couple of solid 80s from Perryman and Maynard and Hayden Young. He is a 77.
Got a nice looking defense there.
In the midfield, Roy Laird is back.
Imagine picking him up off the waiver wire.
In another league. Okay. Hang on, no more talking about other leagues. Jeez. Sorry. Don't upset Merker. anyway, yeah, so 120. I can't believe the dumb guy did that. Anyway, Josh Kelly, 81, down a little bit on his output. Duncan, I think he's playing Hawks next week, so it should go well. But then probably do a calf because he's overdue to do one of them. Ward,
speaking
69.
Of calf, Dan Zorko, 44.
Oh, yes. Did he actually get injured this time?
He's just hobbling around and actually play a team that, if a guy in defence can't run, that's actually make him accountable.
Yes, and funny about that. So, good work there by, who did they play?
Geelong.
Geelong, yes. He's probably on the Cavs. Cochin, 39.
Yeah, that's fucking...
The Chad, 71.
He's up and about on Chad.
Yes. And then what have we got going down the page there, Stars?
Nick Natanui, 59. Thanks for drafting him, Pony. Save me. Nick Natanui and your big O. A bit short in the ruck department.
That's it.
In the forward line, we got Mychek bobbed up with a few goals. A bit of a legless wonder on the article. Thanks, Simo. Jaden Stevenson, 122. Where'd that come from?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, Luke Jackson's still doing what Luke Jackson does. 94, he is just going to be an absolute gun. Zach Fisher, as we've mentioned, last-minute wonder. And Patrick Nash has been a very good pickup for both Eagles and Ponyfish Islanders with a 70.
That's it. So not too shabby. Not too shabby at all there. All right, on the other side, old man Hearn. I think he's just getting too old now, isn't he?
Needs a rest.
Needs a rest. Dan Houston, part of that Port back line, who keep kicking it out to the midfield and keeps kicking it back in. Mm. And this other fellow, who's this new guy in his team? Zach Williams.
I know Zach Williams. Must be a different one. But the one I know is a spud.
So apart from getting a 31 in week one and probably lucky to still be in his team, he's then gone 103, 98, and 137.
Is keeping the faith.
Is he back?
He's back. Guarantee it. Lock it in.
Guarantee it. And what do they say in the keeper league? He's 2G4P. Is that what we say?
That's it.
Yep. So we won't mention him again. Nick Hind, 100. Oh, I just meant just on the side. Got Nick Hind in another league. So that...
Well, hang on. We've gone over our quota.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Saad, 75. Don't have him in any other league. Lucky Neil, 98, which is not too shabby.
He's always going to cop that tag, so hopefully he gets to break it next week.
Cam Guthrie being very down his output from last year. I suppose that's probably his first really bad score for the round of the year. Luke Parker.
Yeah. This midfield is looking very unders.
I'll be getting some youth into that Sydney Swans midfield very quickly. A lot of youth into that team.
Like Mills and Heaney, yep.
Mm-hmm. Fiorini, that's not goat-like. Hugh Greenwood. Probably the only thing he's thankful for is he doesn't play for Gold Coast anymore, but he plays for North Melbourne now, who aren't going a lot better. Scott Pendlebury, down a little bit there.
That's a very not a good looking midfield, at least. You've looped in the Ollie Florence at 92.
So that was a good going away present, because he's no longer part of his team.
Thanks for coming, and see you later.
So Rhys Stanley, well, that's just Rhys Stanley, isn't it? 62.
I mean, you know you're going bad as a player when you're number one ruck and you take the hit out and then you get the fuck out of there and actually get replaced by Blitz.
That's it.
You do the hit out and then run away.
Well, that's literally what he did. But Will Brody, I mean, how good is Will Brody? If he had half a tank, he'd be bloody awesome.
Imagine getting him in a deal and getting a draft pick for it.
That's it. So that's very, very good for Will Brody and for those that have him in Classic. Anyway, Shai Bolton kicked a couple of flashy goals for a 78. Buddy, poor old Spuddy, has broken his digits and will probably be out for 3 to 4, I think they said.
Yep.
Cherry, ex-Erry, whoever he is, 59. And Lockie Weller, well, he did very well today.
Yeah, 121. And just, you know, when you've just done really shit in the midfield, no one's tunned up. You think, well, you know, he must have some injuries there. There must be no one available for him to play in the midfield.
So when you scroll down to the bench and you see 102 David sitting on the bench.
Bundy, no emergency. I mean, we gave Disposal with a bit of a clip around the ear for his effort the other week. And I think
we get a little bit of a clip here.
Yeah,
who do you eat? Do you eat? We'd already done it. He'd already eat Florent onto the field.
Yep.
So this is a power of the not loot people.
Play your best team on the park.
On the field, yes. Would have been a win if you take almost any one of those midfielders off the table.
Yeah, hey, sliding doors moment.
Sliding doors. So where's Manic when you need him? Well, there you go, folks. There's 6 winners and 6 losers for this week. There we go. All right, so we hang tight, everyone, and we'll flip the page and we'll go and have a look at what this means to the ladder.
Just who do you think you are? Take it like a man, baby, if that's what you are, cause I'm moving on up. You're moving on out. Moving on up. Nothing can stop me.
Alrighty then. So we're 4 rounds in. And having a look at the ladder, I've moved up to 4th after my Classic win, so that's awesome. So pretty happy
good
with
on,
that.
Good on you. Yeah, hold up.
Yeah, so America's top, Stars is 2nd,
Broncos
is 3rd, And then, yeah, so we've just run through that ladder. Awesome's fifth. Legless down to six.
It's a shame.
Jack's Jokers down to seven.
He's having a laugh.
So Pony and Vipers, who are sitting there arguing over each other who's the best classic team and they're going to beat each other and blah, blah, blah. Eighth and ninth, and Manic, poor old Manic's last, but he I don't think he looks at his team at all. But just eighth and ninth there, who squabble all the time in the chat about who's got the better team. One's ranked 17,000, one's ranked 26,000. Which
plus, guys, keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Doing great well. Team.
Yeah.
Yes. So that concludes the ladder segment for this week. And
I think we've got an even bigger one to look at.
Oh, a bigger ladder. All right, let's have a look over on the other side of the page.
I do have a PS public service announcement to...
Yep.
We'll just talk about the top team.
Okay, so team Awesome.
Just on the behalf of Balls to the Wall, the coaches, I just want to thank Team Awesome for being first.
Anyone else? That's sort of up. That's sort of on.
Oh, he's up and about now, but I couldn't handle it. It'll be too much. Too much Vipers.
Disband the league.
Oh, I'll be going in a reception.
Yeah. Well, just luckily we're doing it on points for and not percentage. Because if you need a 5%, wooly dooly. So there are three coaches on 12 points. Awesome, Vipers, and Ponyfish just snuck up there with his.
Yes. You wouldn't know it with the odds, but apparently.
No.
Yeah.
And.
Radar.
That's it. So then there's, and Merker, apologies, Merker. Merker's on three wins and one loss as well. Four teams at 3-1. And then we have four teams at 2-2. And then four teams at 1-3. So Disposable, Stars, Slippery, Dazed make out the top eight. And then DT80.
As I called correctly last week.
2-2, yep. And then DT87, Legless, Manic, and my good self in the bottom four.
And you're last.
Well, that's why I called my name out last, you kid.
Yeah, just making sure that, you said bottom four, like it could have been anywhere, but another lotto ticket for you.
Oh, that's right. So you want unlucky. Bingo balls. You want unlucky. I'll give you unlucky.
What number do you reckon you should get this time?
No, just building slowly. You wait till the team starts gelling together. You just got to be a bit patient.
You're waiting 3 years, mate. Nothing's happened.
I finished top four. Thanks very much. So don't tell me nothing's happened.
Top four, I can see nothing's happening. It's
top four. Don't you worry about that.
Yep, I will be waiting for this.
Okay. And, well, you think Vipers is bad? Hooly dooly. I'm just storing it all up. Don't you worry.
That's a good. I've seen your team. It's okay. There's no fear there.
All right. So there you go, folks. That's starting to take a little bit of shape there, in blocks of four there. But see how we go in the coming weeks. So Stars, just before we leave, computer says you're the number one favourite.
Yeah, interesting. Because in the last 2 weeks since the odds came out, I got refreshed. I've lost to Ponyfish Islanders, and I've just beaten the bye. So I don't know how that works, but. And the number one. Look out. Look out, everyone.
Yes. So just having a quick look at the total points. Disposable still sits clearly on top with DT87 second. And you do find yourself in third spot. So maybe that's where Sneaky Computer's looking.
I mean, normally you put the person with the most points as a favourite, right?
Well, you'd think points. So. So very interesting the way the computer works. Maybe the cold, because it's starting to rain. It's rained outside today. Maybe the cold got to his bald head.
DT87.
He's no respect.
He's only won the one game. He's got second most points.
That's it.
Something tells me he won't lose again next week.
Again. Right. What tells
you
that?
Something tells me. Something tells me he's in for a win. Yeah.
I don't know.
Just a hunt.
Might be in a bit of trouble next week.
I don't think so.
Be a hard week on the track. And everyone come out firing.
Sure.
So anyway, thanks Stars for beating me, and thanks for
gonna keep you on your toes.
Yep, and that's all good. So thanks very much, everyone. We'll see you. I don't know if everyone's going out good on the Good Friday, but I presume we've all got no life and we'll all be available to chat Thursday.
Put the game on Friday. How many games are on?
What, just the one on Thursday.
How many on Friday?
Friday there's two.
Excellent. I'll be at home doing fuck all.
Yes, no, I've got family shit again.
Eating tons of meat.
Yes. Barbecue.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Thanks all.
Catch you all later.
Good
luck next week, mate.